Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm just getting set up here. Just hold on one moment. So, just getting set up. I see one person is watching, a couple of people have watched. Before I get started, can we just do a little sound check? How is the sound? Anybody can give me a thumbs up, that would be great. Alrighty, well, again, I'm just gonna get started here, but if anybody can give me a thumbs up or just let me know that they can hear me and that everything looks okay, that would be fantastic. Good, thank you so much, Kathy, appreciate it. Thanks, John. So, just to start off, my name is Yogi Aaron, and thank you so much for joining today. Today we're doing a talk and practice on how to manifest and live your life purpose. And I sent out a newsletter a couple of days ago and was talking about how a lot of people are really struggling in this moment to find their purpose. And a couple of months ago, what really inspired me to start doing these series and start kind of sharing some of these practices more openly outside of the people that are coming to Blue Oast, outside of the yoga teacher trainings that I lead, that what inspired me was that in talking to people, I actually interviewed about 10 people, and one of the most common things that I found over and over again, which honestly surprised me, was how many people were not in touch with their life purpose. And a lot of these people were people that had actually been students of mine in previous trainings. And it really kind of surprised me to see how much fear people had in going out and really truly living their life purpose or kind of even investigating it. And I actually think a lot of these people knew what their purpose was, but then going from, you know, inspiration to action, there's sometimes that step is missing and we need some encouragement. And so one of the things I'd like to do today is to share a practice. But before that, I'd like to make a quick announcement that I am really over the moon excited because today we're officially starting to launch or share a project that I've been working on that actually came out of this, these interviews and discovering that a lot of people were really struggling to find their purpose, is that we've created an affirmation series. It's a 28-day affirmation series to help guide you every day for a month to help you A, reveal your life purpose, but also B, start to take action steps towards that purpose. And every day it's about 6-7 minutes with me and then also sharing the affirmation with you. So if you would like to get that, I'm releasing it, but I'm not sharing it like on the big scale yet. So here's the hook that you have to message me. So message me if you want the link and get in on the link now. So you can message me, just put in the comment section here, or message us through Blue Oast or email us at info@blueoast.com. So, as I was saying, that one of the things that I wanted to do today was share with you this practice. And I was very lucky to have some of the incredible teachers that I've had in my life that have shared with me some really awesome practices. And one of my very first teachers gave me this practice, and I think that in his intuitive understanding of me and being my teacher, but his intuitive understanding of me and what I needed in that moment. I had like all this energy kind of going everywhere. And what he did was he gave me a practice to really start help me to hone that, my energy, my chronic life force, if you want to call it that, towards fulfilling my purpose. And I often think about so many of us in our life who, you know, we have, all of us are empowered in this world to do anything we want. But so much of our energy goes out into, you know, you can call it mundane things, you can call it life, you can call it distractions, but all of these things are really not directing your energy towards fulfilling your purpose, towards achieving those goals, achieving the things that you really want to achieve. One of my closest friends I've been talking to the last few days who has been really struggling and her energy, their energy has really gone towards the struggles. And so where our energy goes, our thoughts go, or where our thoughts go, our energy goes. And so if we can start to direct our energy towards the higher purpose of life, or those things that you really are calling to your heart, can you imagine how amazing, more amazing your life might be or could be? So my goal, or what I'd like to do, is start to give you some tools to help direct that energy towards fulfilling life's purpose. So I want to give you a practice, and this practice is to help you find focus again. I can speak from personal experience, especially a couple of months ago, that when this, you know, this situation in the world kind of hit, you know, that part of myself that's very easily distracted was really distracted. And so I had to go in and actually do this practice myself. I had to start to harness my own energy and start to direct it towards fulfilling my own life purpose. The second thing that this practice will do is help you to reveal that purpose. And how does it do that? It does it through inspiration, that so many of us sometimes are blocked. You know, we get into this kind of, I call it the mundane life. Other people might call it something different. But the day-to-day things that, you know, kind of capture that part of our mind or attention, paying bills, making dinner every day, going to work, if that's what you're doing, or getting on social media, you know, religiously at the same time every day. But whatever it is, there's a part of our mind that's captured by all of these things. And we don't really create a lot of space for inspiration to enter our life. And I believe it was Rumi who said, inspiration is the wings of humankind. And so one of the things that this practice will do is start to open up the doorway of inspiration. And the third thing, and for me, this is probably the most powerful part of this practice, is that it will begin to align all aspects of your being towards that one singular purpose. All parts of you will become aligned and focused on it. So the practice that I'm going to do is actually a very simple chakra practice. But the way that I'm going to teach it is going to begin to invigorate or inspire or enable all of those three points that I just spoke about. Okay? So with that, we're going to go through each of the chakras, and very simply put, we're going to initiate or invigorate each of the chakras with the element. So each chakra has an element that's associated with it. And we're going to bring forth that element using the power of our mind, imagination. And then we're also going to bring forth and put into each of those chakras a mantra. And the mantra is Om Shanti. And a lot of us, you know, sometimes you hear this kind of expression, like, you know, to align the chakras or to correct the chakra or to get the chakra spinning in the right direction. And one of the reasons what puts the chakra out, if you will, or what what disempowers the chakra is this unfocused energy. And by bringing a sense of peace, like real profound peace, into the chakra, it'll actually start to function much more effectively. And, you know, from a psychology point of view, each of the chakras represents different aspects of our being, but also different aspects of our mind. So each part of the mind gets this mantra, become quiet and start to become inwardly aligned, okay? So what I'd like you to do, wherever you are, you can see I'm sitting in a chair, so if you're sitting in a chair, just sit comfortably. Begin to close your eyes and turn inward. Take a couple of deep breaths in and deep breaths out. And let your awareness move into your body through your breath. That as you breathe in and breathe out, you become more aware of this moment. A simple, sometimes nice affirmation to use is, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am aware of this present moment. And as you breathe in and breathe out, you begin to feel the breath moving in through the nostrils and moving up towards the top of the nostrils, towards the center of your eyebrows. And it's kind of like this intersection or junction, if you will, this intersection of the breath, this convergence. And as you feel the breath moving to that center point, it feels as if there is a sense of light or energy. And sometimes you can sense energy or prana, the prana shakti, in terms of light itself, so you can actually see light. Sometimes it's a sensation, kind of a swirling sensation. Sometimes it can be in the form of an energetic ball. And sometimes it's just the feeling or a sensation that you have. We all sense energy differently. And I'd like you to take that awareness of that light, and from that light, bring it to the root chakra. And the root chakra is located in the pelvic floor, specifically the perineum. But if you don't know where that is, it's just the pelvic floor. Or at the base of the spine. And I'd like you to just imagine the feeling that you're sitting in earth. And that sometimes it helps to remember a time when you were sitting on the beach or sitting on grass or sitting actually in dirt and just having that feeling, maybe not the feeling of sand, but the feeling of dirt or that sense of groundedness. Feel grounded in this moment. And just feeling earth at the root chakra. And how good it feels to be grounded and centered. And I'd like you to say, you can do it out loud where you are, or you can do it in your mind. Either is fine. Om Shanti Om. And repeat that several times. Imbuing the element of earth with the Shanti mantra. Om Shanti Om. And you visualize or imagine all of the earth in your being that's inside of you and outside of you becoming imbued, blessed, sanctified with the mantra Om Shanti Om. And then we move to the second chakra, which is located in the sacrum or the pubic symphysis, the pubic line. So right in the pelvic bowl, actually. And this chakra is ruled by the element of water. I don't know if you can hear in the background as I'm at Blue Osa right now, the waves. If you can't hear it, then just visualize or imagine the sound of either running water or hear the waves in the background. With water brings flow. The flow of energy, the flow of creativity. Water reminds us that we're being gently walked in life. And sometimes a nice image of that is being in a boat on the ocean with gentle waves. You can kind of feel yourself gently moving up and down. And as you're having that feeling, that sensation, or visualizing or hearing the sound of water, imbue the water, sanctify the water, bless the water with this mantra, Om Shanti Om. To the third chakra, which is located at the navel center. And this chakra is the chakra that's ruled by fire or governed by fire. And with fire brings strength, brings power, a sense of indomitable will to do, to be, and to create. And visualize the fire at the navel center, but also you can recall or bring to mind, maybe you have a fire in your living room, or maybe you can recall or imagine a fire at a campsite a fire ritual that you took part of. And as the fire grows outside of you, it also grows at the navel center. And as this fire grows, you have this sense of becoming sure of yourself, becoming more confident, more courageous. And imbue or sanctify or bless this fire with this mantra, Om Shanti Om. And say that several times. And put the mantra, place the mantra literally into the fire. Om Shanti Om. And then we move to the fourth chakra, the chakra of the heart, which is the center of love, of hope, of eternal peace. This is also the center of your dharma, your life purpose. This is the place where the human and the divine meet. Home of the self. And this chakra is governed by air. And so you can visualize yourself, and I like to use this kind of image of sitting in the cave of your heart. Sometimes as you're sitting in a cave, if you've ever had that experience, you can sometimes hear the echoing of wind. If you've never had that experience or can't imagine it, you can also imagine yourself in a forest or a grassy knoll and hearing the sound of wind. And bring that into your heart center. And within that wind, you begin to chant Om Shanti Om to bless, sanctify, purify the air element. Shanti Om. Then we move our attention to the fifth chakra, which is the center of the throat. And this is the chakra of aspiration. This is the chakra of action, of manifestation. Who do you aspire to be? What is the best version of yourself that you aspire to be in this life, in this world, to your friends, your family members, to your community? And to visualize the element of space, the chakra is governed by the element of space. With your eyes closed, just do this in your mind's eye. Imagine yourself looking up at the sky and just seeing infinite space. Sometimes as children, you would sit on that grassy knoll with your best friend and look up into the sky, and your imagination would wander. And you were filled with so much in that moment. Infinite possibilities descended upon you, and you knew no bounds. You put this mantra into that space, Om Shanti Om. Shanti Om. And as you chant this mantra, sending it up into infinite space, the whole universe becomes or reverberates with the resonance of this mantra. Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. We move up into the sixth chakra. And the sixth chakra is not actually ruled by an element. It's ruled or governed by the mind. The mind is what's associated with the sixth chakra. And for this kind of visualization, the power of the mind comes from concentration. So what I'd like you to do is to concentrate on this mantra and to see the mantra, if you can, with your mind's eye, resting in the center of your mind, in the center of your brain. And just repeat this mantra over and over and over until you can start to feel literally the center of your head, the center of your brain, the center of your mind, reverberating, resonating with this mantra. You say it over and over again. It's as if you were sitting in a little pond and you picked up these tiny little pebbles and you threw a pebble to the center of the pond. And the ripple effects very slowly start to etch out into the edges of the pond. But then you throw another petal, and you throw another little petal, and you throw another little pebble. Om Shanti Om. And then we go to the seventh chakra, which rests at the top of your head and literally expands from the top of your head into the unconscious. And so put your awareness just at the top of your head and into this idea of the unconscious, if you will. And send the mantra Om Shanti Om to the unconscious. And sometimes we call that unconscious the universal soul. Sometimes it's God or the Guru. But just send that force, that energy, this mantra. Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Conclude this practice of manifesting and living your life purpose, I'd like to lead you through a very quick completion. Some of you might have had a little bit of inspiration in this practice. As I mentioned in the email, that it'll take some time to start to perhaps feel something. Sometimes you feel it very quickly, and then other times it takes 2, 3, 4 times. Sometimes it takes a week, or do, that alignment will happen, and it will happen in the most subtlest ways. You just start to feel your life shifting in a very profound and deep way. But I believe all of you have a sense of what you would like to accomplish in this moment, and you have an inspiration. What I'd like you to do is just kind of bring to mind a goal, something tangible that will start to move you towards fulfilling your life purpose. And you don't have to have a big sense of your life purpose in this moment, but you do have a sense of something that you can do in this moment to get you on track, something that you've been putting off, something that you need to complete. It can be big, it can be small, it doesn't matter, but if you're thinking about it, it's probably important to you. Maybe it's a writing project, maybe it's a list of thank yous to a friend, maybe it's an exercise program. Maybe it's something as simple as cleaning your house. Cleaning your house can definitely put you on the track of manifesting and living your life purpose. So whatever it is in this moment, just have that goal. And the second step is to visualize yourself completing that goal. Just hold in your mind that you're now taking the steps to do or to complete that goal. You are completing it. And visualize yourself feeling that sense of accomplishment, joy, satisfaction, once you've completed it. How does that feel? Now, bring to mind, the third step is to bring to mind what kind of obstacles might get in the way of you completing that goal. And it might take, you know, it might be your goal for today, it might be the goal for this week. But whatever it the time frame is, what kind of obstacles could get in the way of you achieving it? So one of my goals one time in doing this practice was to start waking up at a specific time. And so one of the obstacles for me was to press the snooze alarm button, or just press it and then go back to sleep. So that was an obstacle. So what's an obstacle for you? And then the last step is to visualize yourself moving past that obstacle, moving forward with completing that goal. And then take your right hand and place it over your heart center, and take your left hand and place it over your right. And I'd like you to do the process, this process of seeding that intention, of placing that intention into your heart center. Put that intention into your heart center and feel your heart center becoming filled with this new awareness, this new intention, this goal. And you can end with this centering idea or the centering thought. I am placing my intention into the universe of infinite possibilities. I am placing my intention into the universe of infinite possibilities. I am placing my intention into the universe of infinite possibilities. And feel yourself coming back to the space. Feel yourself coming back to wholeness. Feel yourself coming back. So I want to thank you very much for joining me with this practice on manifesting and living your life purpose. As I mentioned at the beginning, we're just officially starting to release the affirmation series to manifest and live your life purpose. If you'd like to receive them, because we're not going to be sending it out yet, please message me here or message me at info@blueosa.com or message me through this Facebook page and I'll be happy to send it to you or put it in the comment section. I want to thank you guys very much for joining me in this affirmation series. I'm gone now. That meditation really took me in as well. Thank you very much. And please, if you've been, for those of you who joined, please leave your comments on how you felt during this meditation practice. It's a very powerful tantric meditation practice that really brings all aspects of your being and starts to align all aspects of your being towards one singular goal. And the most important goal of you, for you at this moment and in every moment, is to go out and manifest your purpose, to be in alignment with your purpose and to express yourself. And if you're ever in doubt of what your purpose is, your highest purpose, that is, your highest purpose is always to know yourself at every level and to express your intrinsic gifts, which is, one of them is love to each other, to yourself, and to the world. So thank you very much again for joining me. And my last announcement that I want to make is that we are doing an online yoga teacher training coming up starting July 11th. And I hope that some of you will consider it, a teacher training, especially in this format, because you're going to be doing it in your home, is such a powerful and potent way to come back and really immerse yourself into a practice to get all parts of yourself in true alignment with what your purpose is, and to really immerse yourself into a deep and profound yoga practice. So again, thank you so much, you guys. Be blessed. Namaste. And we love you and we care about you. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to be of service. We're here for you. Namaste.